Welcome to Slice of Life, those few moments of your day devoted to all things food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm Eileen Goltz, food writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topics are about cheese. Well, no matter how good or bad a party is, it's often defined by the food you serve as well as the company you invite. And I can't help you too much with the people, of course, unless you invite me and then all bets are off. But you might want to consider an easy appetizer of cheese. Cheese is really easy to serve, and you can get a wide variety of flavors from most any grocery store. And there really are quite a few specialty stores here in Fort Wayne that offer you varieties from all over the world. Cheese Platter 101 begins with the idea that you want to have both soft and hard cheeses. And you want to run the gamut from really mild and almost sweet cheese to very pungent to, and oh my goodness, what the heck is this kind of cheese. Believe it or not, there are some people who really like, oh my goodness, what is that smell kind of cheeses. Cheese comes from milk, and you can get cheese from cows, sheep, goats, and a few other assorted animals that I'm not going to get into right now. But for the most part, we're going to be thinking about cheese from sheep, goats, and cows. They can have a rind or they can be soft. As cheeses age, they become harder and sometimes more crumbly. There's a lot of different kinds of cheeses you should be looking for your platter. We're looking fresh cheeses. They're kind of soft. We're talking mozzarella, ricotta, semi-soft. You're looking at a Gouda, a provolone, a Havarti. They're semi-hard. You're looking at a Gruyere or a cheddar. A harder cheese, you can go for the Parmesan or an Asiago. A bloomed cheese, which is the kind that has that fuzzy stuff on the outside. Don't worry, it's not going to kill you. You can eat it. And then my least favorite, but some people just love it, the blue cheese. It's the strongest smelling and the most pungent. Some people swear by it. Others want it on the side or somewhere else. That's me. Now, we're coming to an area that I think everybody needs to know a little bit more about, and we're calling it the cheese ball corner. I really couldn't figure out where a cheese ball originated, but suffice it to say it's been around for a long time. It's actually a great way to get your kids in the kitchen to help you cook. Utilize a softer cheese, a cream cheese, some cheddar cheese, breadcrumb seasoning. There are lots and lots of recipes out there you can find online. Today's recipe that I'm going to give everybody is a pull-apart cheese stick. It sort of encompasses things we all like, which is bread and cheese, and it can be used as an appetizer or a snack. You want to get breadstick dough or pizza dough, in the tubes. You want to get shredded mozzarella, provolone, smoked Gouda, really whatever you liked, some basil, some oregano, and some marinara sauce. I always buy the store-bought kind. I take my bread dough, I roll it out from the tube, I sprinkle the cheese on the top, I roll it up again, and I cut it into pieces that are about an inch thick. And then I take them between my hands and turn them into sticks. I place them on a greased cookie sheet. I bake them at 375 for just a couple minutes, 10 max, until they get bubbly and brown. I pull them out of the oven, let them cool, and then I serve them with warmed marinara sauce. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I welcome any feedback, comments, and column suggestions you might have. You can reach me at EZTLOG, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. And you can catch up on my columns and contact me through the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.